T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
Yeah, why now would then they go out and get a Jalen Ramsey if they came into the season obviously trusting this secondary?
Well, my answer would be you got to look at your season in totality. When you're playing the Rams, if it was a playoff game, if you're playing the Cowboys, teams that are good offensively and can throw the ball, you never have enough. And that's what I deem Bonte right now, this Niner front office thinking. But I'm going to say this, and you may disagree. Tampa Bay got some passes on the Niner secondary. So did Cincinnati. Some stuff got called back. We saw a blown coverage after they took a 7-0 lead just last Sunday. Yep. And I'm just saying, moving forward, we really don't know how good the secondary is against the pass. We'll find out. But damn it, Steiny, if you're telling me you're giving me an all-pro and Jalen Ramsey, I can't guarantee you this, we'll be better. But you don't need that. You need an offensive lineman to save the season for the offense. And I mean it. I cannot wait to see what Shanahan does to try to cover this loss. But it will, I'll tell you this, take away from what he would normally call, knowing now you got a hole over there. And I've seen football teams crumble with one position, and it's this position on the O-line. Hell, we'll just run Bonte out there. Dude, no, it's a domino effect.
Yeah, you're going to have to call plays to the other side. Your playbook may be restricted.
Man.
Can you run the ball behind Justin School? I have no idea. But Jalen Ramsey, a lot of people, Ron, I was surprised, actually, for most Niner fans I talked to, that they didn't want Jalen Ramsey because they think he's on Antonio Brown's level,
right,
of just being a sideshow and, wow, a circus. Now, I get it. He's a highly emotional player. He can combat coaches. But I think at the end of the day, this kid just wants to win. He wants to win. And you look at the way Jacksonville, last year, they come into the season with all the expectations. They flame out. They're 0-2. They missed a two-point conversion against the Houston Texans. But Jalen Ramsey, man, this guy's a lockdown corner who can move down into the slot. I get it. You may not need him right now, but later on in the season, the LA Rams, or you're playing the Seattle Seahawks, who had Tyler Lockett and DK Metcalf coming on, you do need a corner. And how can Akella Witherspoon keep this up? Can he keep it up?
If I had to bet, I would say no. You know, prove me wrong, no slide on him, but you're asking me through two games, he looks the part, Steiny, but talk to me when you're playing the Rams and they got you spread five, you know, the top tier teams. That's what it's going to take, and I don't know if they have it on the team right now.
Well, the one thing I question is, if you would, let's say Jalen Ramsey, you would consider a gamble. Have Lynch and Shanahan gone out and signed a gamble? Has there, you know, if Antonio Brown was a gamble, the Raiders took it. If somebody trades for Trent Williams, that would be a little bit of a gamble. What's the biggest gamble that Shanahan and Lynch have taken?
Wow.
And what I'm getting at is they seemed, at least in these early years, especially in the wake of Aldon Smith and Reuben Foster,
right,
I think they might have been instructed not to even deal with these guys.
Maybe, because Reuben Foster is the biggest gamble that they've taken.
They didn't suspend him and got all that negative PR.
Right. I also took a chance on Quan Alexander for a different reason, because of the torn ACL. What if he wasn't right? What if he wasn't right? You heard Adam Kaplan. There was teams that didn't think he was going to be ready for the regular season. Now he's out there balling, playing like an all-pro middle linebacker. So I this would be a gamble because of the draft compensation Jacksonville will want. But I don't think it would be a gamble inside that locker room. I think that locker room right now is strong enough to bring in a guy like Jalen Ramsey, because who's in the meeting room with him? Richard Sherman. He's a veteran who could just put his arm around Jalen Ramsey and say, look here, man, I know you got talent. We're going to calm some of this noise down. Learn from me a little bit. When you have veteran leadership in that locker room and you have a culture that's now ascending and becoming a winning football team, You could take a chance on Jalen Ramsey. I don't think he's in the same stratosphere as Antonio Brown and Reuben Foster.
I agree.
Now, what about Jason Verrett? What's going on there?
Still hurt, man. I mean, this is a guy you can't really count on. He's been hurt basically throughout his career. He has Pro Bowl potential, but can you count on him to play 16 games? He's just not right yet. But maybe the Niners, and maybe that's Guru. Maybe you're onto something there. Maybe that's why the Niners are saying no to Jalen Ramsey, because they're expecting Jason Verrett to come in and play and man that slot position. So maybe that's why they don't go after Jalen.
The text line is saying that Andy Dalton threw to two receivers who had over 100 yards. But, again, this is like the eye test. I mean, they're down 2-3 touchdowns.
Right. But that first possession after the Niners took the lead, listen, there was a blown coverage,
one possession.
I'm just going to have
it's going to happen.
Well, Shanahan should be fired.
No, I'm not saying that.
They're up 31-10.
If a guy throws 42 times in the NFL, any competent quarterback's going to throw for 275, 300, maybe more.
No, I'm just talking about Bonte. When the Niners took a 7-0 lead, the first pass from Dalton almost went the distance. It was a blown coverage on the Niners' part. So that's not the no-fly zone.
What happened after that? Come on, man. They scored 10 points in the first half. They got shut down. They couldn't protect Andy Dalton. They did nothing in the running game. 19 carries, 25 yards. And we said it before that Cincinnati game. If Andy Dalton has to drop back, well, he dropped back 42 times and got sacked another 4 times, that's 46. You can't have a quarterback drop back that many times and expect to win. We're seeing it now in the NFL. The more these quarterbacks throw, the less and less their teams are winning right now. You need a balance intact. So the defense played lights out. Not lights out, but they were fine on Sunday.
Unless you're Mahomes.
Yeah, that's about the only guy.
Accepted.
Our good friend Halftime Jay on the text line says, Steiny, Reuben Foster was a big gamble for the Niners. You know, and I want to ask you guys this. I don't remember questions about his character surfacing right away. Like, ooh, you know, this guy's had some issues in college. It was more like football issues, wasn't it?
Shoulder.
And then, of course, it became more than that.
We got popped in Tuscaloosa, Alabama for having a little marijuana.
That's right.
And some people did, they were like, oh, but it was mostly the shoulder injury. Can his shoulder hold up? And we saw early in that first season for Reuben Foster, the shoulder could not hold up. He was on the ground every single game, kind of like Matt Breida.
He hit.
So, and then you get all the off-field issues. So, yeah, that was a gamble for the Niners
and
for sure.
The 408 saying Jimmy G has been this guy's biggest gamble by far.
We don't know if that's a win or a loss, you know?
Yeah.
All depending on what you expect.
It was a gamble, but they mitigated the risk by the contract they signed him to.
Yeah, and on a text line from the 408, he's right about Reuben Foster. He got sent home from an NFL combine, got into it with a doctor or a nurse or something like that.
Didn't.
He put on a show.
Yeah, that is Reuben, right. Yeah. I forgot about that.
Yeah, but what do you mark that under as? You know, you could have been...
What?
You know, that wasn't his
coach.
How
many doctors have you gotten in a fight with?
Zero.
A training staff.
I haven't farted on any like Antonio Brown.
It's a job
either.
Interview for you when you go to the Cub by for Reuben Foster. You're having a job interview and you're acting a damn fool. I mean, come on.
Well, the Niners didn't think much of it. They drafted him.
Yeah. Antonio in Oakland. What's up, Antonio?
Hey, guys. You know, as far as Jalen Ramsey, like being a problem in the locker room, nah, because, you know, we got Sherman. You know, he'll put him on his, you know, he'll straighten him out. But, you know, I mean, I do want Ramsey on the team, you know, even though Winston playing at a high level Sherman is. But those two first-round picks for, like, maybe a one-year rental because, you know, they got to pay Buckner and Kittle after the season. So I don't think, you know, we should do that. But at the same time, if they really want it for 1 year to win, because I think we're Super Bowl contenders. So maybe they should do it, but I think they value those two first-round picks a lot. So I probably would have to say no to that. Maybe one first-round pick, but not two, though.
Hey, Antonio, I got a question for you. Not related. You ready? You disappointed? Are you worried that Steph Curry's going to play in the Olympics?
Oh, my gosh, I'm disappointed. Like, oh, my God, when I found that out, I'm like, come on now, don't play. You don't need to play.
Are you serious?
You know? Yeah, I'm serious because, you know, he doesn't need to put any more miles on his body.
Right. All right. I kind of thought you were joking, buddy, but I got to take you at your word. Thanks for calling. That's Antonio in Oakland. Huge Warrior fan.
Also said Niners are Super Bowl contenders.
Yeah, he did.
He snuck that one in.
Yes, he did. He's an interesting cat, Antonio. Yeah.
Steph Curry lookalike. Remember
he does look younger than his age. There's no doubt about that. But In case you don't know, we're going to talk about this in a little bit. Steph Curry says the plan is to play in the 2020 Olympics. And Steph Curry also threw his version of throwing shade at Kevin Durant. This guy,
I love
and
this.
And we'll share that with you either 12:30 or 1 o'clock. I don't know.
But, I'm done.
But Stephen Curry responded to Kevin Durant's statement about the motion offense and isolation. And
who are you?
I mean, even when Curry wants to be a jerk, he can't be a jerk.
He's the guy.
He takes the high road.
This is what we call clapping back, and he does not do it, correct?
Yeah.
He essentially doesn't clap back.
And KD's probably scratching his head like, is he talking to me or is he talking to trying to decipher? But you can't.
There's no doubt KD's
the man.
There's no doubt KD's going to take that personal when he finds out what Curry says.
Of course.
Grow up.
Of course. Let's go. You think I'll say that to Curry? I don't. That's reserved only for
you. Real quick, sorry. You guys think KD's making a trip out to the Bay Area this season?
No.
No
I
chance?
I think he comes back.
No.
You don't think?
No.
He's not going to travel with him?
I don't think so. No. No. Because he's projected to be gone for the whole year.
Remember the he was at the Chase Center with the hard hat, and we tried to read into. That's a sign. I mean, he's doing that because of the job.
Who did?
KD, when he was out at the. A lot of people. Texters, callers.
But who didn't? Who didn't read into it?
My hand is up. I didn't say because the guy went on an assignment.
Don't do this.
Come on now. I admit when I'm wrong now.
You said all season you thought Durant was coming back. All year.
But what?
Okay, this ought to be good.
No, sir, you are correct.
Okay.
But I didn't say because he went on that assignment for the job. Mine was just total, he loved the Bay. And Mark Spears' article about him in San Francisco and all that stuff, I was buying into that and my gut feeling. But it wasn't because he had the goggles on and the hard hat. That, you know.
No, but that was used as part of the ammunition.
Yeah. I never was buying that part. I was off some other.
What about when he did the show from the opening ceremonies for the Chase Center?
Mm-hmm.
And KD was up there with the shovel in the dirt where they had the dancing cranes.
That's right.
Remember that?
And
it was like, what if KD's not here for the Chase Center?
I just remember thinking, he wants to open up the Chase Center. And I was thinking, really?
I mean, but I thought that meant something. These guys, like, I done played in every arena in the world. Going back home to Brooklyn.
I'm done.
All right. Let's go to Rob in San Bruno. What's up, Rob? Let's talk a little Jalen Ramsey. How you doing, man?
What's going on, fellas?
How are you?
What's up, Rob?
What's going on? Bonte, you my guy. Guru, Matt, you my guy. But I got to check you, Bonte. Man, you always talking bad about the great T.O. You want these choir boys. This is the NFL. They playing for keeps. You got millions of brothers trying to take their job. You got to have some attitude. And my point is this. I mean, you get Ramsey in here, he makes our defense from good to great.
Rob, real quick. I want Jalen Ramsey. I want to see the Niners trade for Jalen Ramsey.
Well, I'm commenting about all you're talking about. He's a problem in the locker room. Look, it's been players in the past that's been worse than players. AB, it's been LT, the original LT, Charles Haley, guys like that who got big issues and teams still won. With my point is, stop trying to put, he's a bad locker room guy. No. If you got a good coaching staff, a great locker room, guys come in all different. They're all different. They're all, everybody not a choir boy.
Rob, that's what I'm saying. If you bring in Jalen Ramsey, you have a guy like Richard Sherman who could put his arm around Jalen Ramsey and kind of coach him up. That's all I'm saying.
Yeah, but he's saying, why are you saying this for making the exception for Ramsey and Antonio Brown? You wanted to know where
they're totally different. I'm with you, Rob, and I think Bonte is pretty much too. I don't necessarily think Jalen Ramsey's a big problem.
I don't think he wants, you can't put him in the same sentence as Rob, Antonio Brown.
And we got breaking news with Jalen Ramsey, too.
Go ahead and hit it.
95.7 The Game Breaking News. Powered by Radio.com Sports and brought to you by Indeed. Post a job today at Indeed.com/hire.
All right. This is from Tiffany Blackman. She's an NFL network reporter. Jaguars coach Doug Marrone said that Jalen Ramsey will be suited up tomorrow. He says, quote, Jalen and I have always had a good open relationship. We sat down yesterday and talked about what went on with him and I. That's behind us right now. And he says that Jalen Ramsey is focused on playing tomorrow. against the Tennessee Titans on Thursday Night Football.
All good in the hood, or will he be traded by Monday, Bonte?
I mean, if it's the Raiders, he's probably going to be traded in 3 minutes.
He gone.
Right? He doesn't get traded now. I could see him being traded in the offseason to where you could probably get a bigger package for Jalen Ramsey. He still has 1 year on the deal after this season.
And I don't even know how good they play tomorrow night. Since they lost Foles, I don't know how good the Jags are. I know they took a step back defensively, but offensively, you got a rookie. I don't know what the Jags are, and I'm wondering if this was just his cry to get me in another uniform.
Well, the defense
is
playing lights out. You hold the Texans at 13 points.
They were in that
Hopkins
game.
And Watson, and the offense, again, gives you nothing down in Jacksonville, just like Blake Bortles was at quarterback. Leonard Fournette, no room to run. I don't even know about him. Who's the receivers down in Jacksonville? And Jalen Ramsey, he just wants to win. That's it. He's not doing anything else. He talks trash, which I don't mind. He just wants to win. That's why you bring him to San Francisco.
And remember last year, Steiny, it might have been the year before, every good receiver he was going at, he'd always give you his breakdown. Mm-hmm. And even if it wasn't flattering, Steiny can't get in and out of his routes too good. You know,
I can't.
Well, I assume that. But
what was your favorite pattern running?
The bomb.
The fly?
I was Randy Moss.
Love a good quick slant.
Oh, go over the middle and get hit?
No, you got to be tough, baby.
I was very good out in the flat without any traffic out there. I could button hook with
without
the best
traffic.
Post corner routes are always fun.
I'm going
fun.
Deep, baby.
Oh, no, I was. My problem was I couldn't run and I wasn't a possession receiver. So I really didn't have much. You know what I mean?
I had a little, man. I didn't like getting hit.
There's nothing like beating a jam off the line of scrimmage, beating that jam, and then get the diamond technique up.
Did you run fast?
Yeah, I still can run.
Bonte?
4.940 in my heyday.
Is that
honestly?
Good?
No, that's pretty slow.
I can admit I'm pretty slow, too. There's no doubt about it. Hey, this past segment was brought to you by the Chase Center, San Francisco. WWE invades San Francisco at the new Chase Center with 2 back-to-back events. First, it's Monday Night Raw on September 23rd, then SmackDown Live on Tuesday, September 24th. Here's your chance to see all your favorite WWE superstars. Tickets at Ticketmaster.com. You guys into the wrestling, WWE?
Nope.
Been about 15 years.
What is it? Yeah, it's not boxing.
Once you know it's fake, it's wrestling. Like...
What are you talking about?
Oh, I'm sorry.
Don't
it's
do that.
Real.
Big
I'm
man,
sorry.
Draws?
Sorry,
come
kids.
On, man.
It's still real.
Give me a game. Right. Give me a baseball, football, bat, wrestling.
It's not something I watch on TV, but I bet you one of those shows would be really fun to go to.
They are.
The live shows.
They absolutely
I would be
are.
Down well, to go see a live show, especially at the new Chase Center.
Elena, you're talking about, yes, because it's a monster production.
Yeah.
No doubt about it. When I went to some wrestling events back in the day, they weren't, they were just... They're at the Hamburg Fieldhouse watching...
Where are they now? Well, they're about to be at Chase
watching
Stadium.
Chief Jay Strongbow.
Yeah. I watched the real
fight
stuff.
Fight Blackjack like Mulligan and Blackjack Lanza.
Now, Andre the Giant, me and Pops used to watch him and Hulk Hogan get
he
out.
He wasn't part of the card when I was at the Hamburg
but
Fieldhouse.
But he came on Saturday night. They used to have it on NBC back years ago.
Did you see the documentary on Andre the Giant?
Pretty good.
Tell me where
I was a little disappointed, though.
Why didn't he
I was a little disappointed in the HBO. It was very good, but it was too short for me.
Oh,
I wanted a little more, but it was good.
I can't remember. Was it HBO or the 30
for 30? It was HBO, yeah. Ric Flair was in the 30 for 30.
Woo!
What?
Andre the Giant on a hoop court or blocking on somebody's ORD line? That was a big boy.
He couldn't move very well.
Yeah.
Because he was...
He wrestled.
He was basically a living landmass.
Ric Flair had 30 for 30.
Now, that one I haven't seen.
Oh, you got to check it out.
Woo! What am I missing with him?
It made me not like Ric Flair. The 30 for 30 changed my viewpoint on Ric Flair.
I never have.
Now, wait till you guys watch it. Whenever you guys watch it, we get into it. But I'm not wooing anymore like I used to.
All right. Good for Steph Curry. He wants to play in the Olympics in 2020, or as a Warrior fan, are you saying, come on, Steph, don't play. But first, let's go to Elena, find out what's going on 95.7 The Game.
Thanks, Fanny. What's happening on The Game brought to you by Ticket Crushers. The 49ers are 2-0 and back at home to take on the Big Benless Steelers in Week 3. Rookie wide receiver Deebo Samuel has played a big role in the Niners starting the season undefeated, and he joins Damon Ratto and Kolsky today at 5 o'clock. Giants outfielder Mike Yastrzemski had a huge night in Boston. It was his first game at Fenway Park. He hit his 20th home run in front of his Hall of Fame grandfather, Carl Yastrzemski. The Red Sox legend, the original Yaz, joined Bonta Estany and Guru last hour and praised his grandson.
Him hitting that home run, that was a huge thrill for me, as much as any thrill that I had in baseball myself.
Hear the full interview at 957thegame.com. You can also listen to all interviews and listen live to your favorite shows by downloading the radio.com app. Sponsored by Ticket Crushers. Got a ticket, suspended license, DUI? Don't pay. Let the attorneys at Ticket Crushers go to court for you and crush that ticket for as little as $149. Ticket Crushers knows how to win. Call 866-TICKET-HELP. That's 866-TICKET-HELP for a free consultation. I'm Elena Mazorkas on the Bay Area's number one sports station, 957 The Game.
Now back to Bonta Estany and Guru on 95.7 The Game.
Earlier in the show, we talked to Boston Red Sox great Carl Yastrzemski. If you want to hear that interview in its entirety, if you missed it, head to 95.7 The Game. It will be on there and you can hear it. It was a fun and informative interview. And we really appreciate Carl Yastrzemski taking time out of his day, especially these 2 days, because he's very busy. Steph Curry. We were talking about this the last week or two about he's got to have some plan about the 2020 Olympics. It's the one thing on his it's the one thing not on his resume, an Olympic gold medal. And we didn't know if he was going to play or not. And in fact, if you guys remember, when we had Bob Myers on, he basically said, yeah, he didn't know what Steph Curry was going to do at that point. This was, what, a week ago when Livingston retired. But he basically said the Warriors' philosophy is go play. If you can have a chance to do it, do it. We're not holding you back. And I like it. I mean, I like it. But I get the fact that if you're a Warrior fan, I mean, you got to think about it this way. Five straight NBA finals. All right, so he's playing long seasons. This year, he's not going to have Durant. He's not going to have Klay for 50 games. Wow. So we're all expecting Steph Curry to turn back the clock. Then after this year, he's going to go play in the Olympics. Is it too much?
And also on that list of Myers, remember Bonta asked, we had Rick Welts on, and he also said, echoed those sentiments about that's the Warrior way. We back our players for going to represent the country. But what I'll say to you, Matt, is, I really thought Steph was going to be like, miss me with this. I'm over it, like, you know, all the other pros have. But the fact he doesn't have it on his resume, and also what this is saying is he's got more thread on the tire than a lot of people think. And he would not go over there if he thought it was going to suck him dry and to the point to where it would affect him next season. And that's a big next season. So kudos to him. I mean, if I could come back as any athlete right now, Bonta, I mean, off the court, on the court, it would be Steph Curry.
That's not true. That's not true.
Who would it be?
It would be somebody, and I don't know who it is, but that somebody would be single.
Derek Jeter?
Yeah, you would not come back.
Would you rather be Derek Jeter? I know. Well, I'm saying during his playing career, though.
Yeah. I would have to go DJ. Yeah.
Jordan?
Hey. Go, Ruben. And just admit it. You'd come back as Wilt Chamberlain.
Yeah. No doubt. But go ahead, Bonta. Yeah.
Oh, Magic?
No. Yeah.
Well, you know what? Yeah. I know we bring up Larry Bird a lot. Right. I'm not coming back as him.
Yeah. They call Bird. Why? Because he looked like a bird?
Oh, man. Can you play like the dead air after that, too? There's like 5 seconds of dead air because we had to compute that into our minds.
Right. And let it go. We promise we'll retire that by the end of the week.
A lot of people ask him to retire right now.
There's one person.
They call Bird. Why? Because he looked like a bird?
650 says, Steiny, hope your wife didn't hear that one. No, I'm saying Guru. Guru.
Yeah, but
Guru, who needs permission slips.
Nah,
by the way.
Listen, this is...
go ahead.
We have fun here. Yeah, Come on, guys.
Come on. Steph Curry, the branding opportunity in Tokyo, Japan. We know he's big in China. He could further grow that brand. in Tokyo, Japan. It's a great opportunity for him to get that gold medal to complete their resume. It's like the icing on the cake. Three championships, two MVPs.
So you guys think that's playing a lot of why he's going is to to have, like,
no
that's
doubt.
The box unchecked is the Olympics.
Absolutely.
And, wow.
And you referenced the guys who didn't play. The world championships clearly are way different than the Olympics. An Olympic gold medal is, especially now among NBA players.
But Carmelo cried.
Did he get one?
Yeah. He got a couple.
Okay, well then, I'll take him out.
You don't cry until you get the real ring, Melo. We know why you're crying.
Gold medal means something. Hey,
what? You know what? That's not for you. That's not a judgment for you to make. What's more important to a player, a gold medal or an NBA title?
No, he just had to
title?
Be reminded the NBA title.
He cried,
He was acting like, okay.
Gold medal, man, playing it for your country.
But Magic and Bird and Jordan, they didn't cry. David Rod, they didn't cry.
You don't know that.
You don't know what they had the ceremony.
Hey, you know what? Mike Ruzioni cried when the U.S. Hockey team
won. You spell that with a U?
No, it starts with an E.
No, the last name.
It starts with an E, Mike Eruzione.
Oh,
E-R-U-Z.
E. All right, I'll focus on you. Let's go. Don't be laughing.
Let's go to Big Dave in San Leandro.
Heads
What's up.
Up,
Big Dave?
I'm innocent.
Hey, thanks for taking my call, guys. Yeah, so basically I think for sure Steph Curry has to play in the Olympics. Now, I'm a diehard Warrior fan. I disagree with Antonio. He's a good guy. I like his comments on the air. But there's a couple things. Number one, for sure his legacy. And then number two, you saw the report yesterday, I'm assuming, that the biggest threat for the Greek freak is the Warriors.
I saw that.
What's the Olympics?
Wow.
Perfect network event. You know what I mean? You get plugged in with
that. I like
you get
that.
Get other great folks to come to the team. You know? So, for sure, we got to support that and see him do it. It's going to be exciting.
You know what, Big Dave? You might be onto something there because they're both Under Armour guys. And you know what? If you ask a Warrior fan, okay, you don't want Steph Curry to play in the Olympics. Okay, fine. But would you want him to play if it would guarantee Antetokounmpo in 3 years?
Well, who would say no?
That's what I'm saying.
And then somebody's going to be out of Warrior jerseys to make it all fit when we do get to 2021.
Yeah, well, that's the thing. In case you're not familiar, Ramona Shelburne of ESPN reporting, I guess it's a report. It was on a talk show, but she said that the Warriors – Antetokounmpo of the Bucks is a free agent in 2 years. He's got this year and next year. He's under contract. Then he becomes a free agent. And Ramona Shelburne said that the Warriors have always been the biggest threat to get Giannis or to sign Giannis as a free agent. While that may be true, if they have to find a way to sign Antetokounmpo in 2 years because right now they're basically over the salary cap in 2021 because they have four incredibly high paid players. Not saying they can't do it. Not saying they can't do it. I'm saying if they want to do it, they're going to have to reshuffle the team. Cockroach is in Oakland. What's up, Cockroach?
Oh, man. I'm over here listening to Dime Time.
Yeah.
Dime Time to the deuce.
Look at it.
They're having a lightweight heart attack during because I want Steph to play. I need him in one piece when Chase Center opened those doors, establish this Warrior.
Cockroach, we got to get you. Cockroach, call back. You're breaking up. You're breaking up, Cockroach.
What's by the way, that name, Dime Time? We got to get him.
You guys like Dime Time to the Deuce? Dime Time to the Deuce.
We got to have him come in for
about this? Dime Time to the Deuce, where we talk with you. Not at you.
Oh, those are sharp.
Sounds like a
T-shirt. And maybe period. No lectures.
Those are exclamation points.
Oh, that sounds like a T-shirt.
I'm at your boys at Warrior World.
Oh, man. Warriors World. Rashid. You hear that? Dime Time to the Deuce.
Dime Time to the Deuce.
Oaklandish.
It was rather long, though.
Dime Time to the Deuce. I love it.
But you put it on the back. Dime Time to the Deuce on the front. And then on the back, we talk with you. And not at you.
Wow.
No lectures.
Equivalent.
Real quick, some news from Santa Clara, fellas.
Give it to us.
Multiple Niner beat writers saying that D Ford is day-to-day. And Shanahan, he seems somewhat optimistic that D Ford can play Sunday in the home opener. That's per Chris Biederman of the Sacramento Bee. Also, Jaquaski Tartt day-to-day.
That's big.
You got your mouth open, Steiny.
What happened? Yeah. Who am I thinking of? I'm thinking of Jordan Spieth. Giannis is a Nike guy.
Yeah, he is.
So he has to now go to the Olympics. to try to persuade him. He's not going to be able to do it at the Under Armour
extravaganza.
Well, don't you guys think those seeds were planted at the All-Star game when Giannis took?
Yeah, I mean,
he selected Steph Curry number one.
Jordan Spieth, they, we got all this meat on the bone. I never. Tomorrow's not promised. People, quit worrying about Giannis in 2021. Let's talk about this season. I'm not talking to you two, but. Who cares? Giannis is in Milwaukee.
Wait a minute.
We got a new team.
You came in yesterday talking about that.
Hey,
you came into the green room yesterday talking about, y'all see this Giannis story?
Well,
oh, Giannis. Yeah, here we go again.
Nobody's worrying about Giannis. It's more, wow, that would be cool.
But a decision won't be rendered for two more years. That's what
bothers me. Are
going
to try to take the excitement away from some fans who might look forward to a time when the team can sign Giannis. I mean, that's the last thing I thought you did.
I just want to remind you, you might not be here when that decision is rendered.
Did you send
Enjoy
us that,
today.
Did you send us that link to the group chat?
Well, I had him in a Warrior uniform, Giannis.
I mean, this is surprising to me. Because
that's too far off for me to get excited. I get excited on day-to-day.
But you're not
going to
take excitement away from somebody who has it.
Yeah, you put that towards D'Lo in this year without Clay.
This
and,
is unprecedented.
He started it yesterday.
This is the first time
I forward an article
from Ramona Shelburne.
Passion.
Yeah,
positive
and then when you
passion.
Said, we thought, oh, he's got one more. No, he's got a year after one. Oh, I'm out. Bye-bye. Let's get to this season.
Bye-bye.
D'Lo, Steph.
Now, this is one of the biggest backups of an 18-wheeler I've ever seen.
I'm different.
Yeah, but I've never, like, the backup
I'm saying,
is back
Guru,
it up.
I want to be excited.
Yeah.
And it's not like it's going to be on my mind for the next 2 years, but like,
why,
if you're a Warrior
time.
Fan, why can't you be like, yeah,
I'm starting to tingle. You should be worried about D'Lo this year, the rookie trio, and what Steph is going to do to these record
if
books.
If I ever tried to take your excitement away, like you're trying to take mine away.
Can't do it.
You would be killing me.
I guess
me.
What I'm saying real quick, it's too far off to get excited.
Why?
That's what I'm saying. It's too far.
I'm shocked.
Dude.
You're not. We're not promised. I'm trying to work out.
You get excited
right.
for Christmas on December 28th.
But that's different. 12 months, 9 months. We're going to get there. 2 years. It don't count. I'm sorry about me.
650 nailing it. Gurus, let Steiny be excited. Let me be excited.
But I worry, man.
Yeah.
Put that into Sunday at the Niner game. Golfing. That's too far off is what right. I'm saying. Don't waste it on something that we're not going to get an answer to.
I mean, are you worried about Curry playing in the Olympics?
No.
How do you feel
Monte,
about it?
Monte, help me. Curry is so smart, and he knows his body better than anybody. There's no way in hell he would sign up to do this if he thought it was going to affect him. And I'm going to just tell you this. With all this science and what's Mr. Payne as his –
Brandon Payne.
Brandon
yeah.
Payne as his workout guru, these guys – it ain't what it used to be, and I don't think Steph Curry is basketball old like some think he is when we look at the mileage and the playoffs and the game. And, you know, he's not overweight, he's light, and he still looks good, man. 30 points a game this year, that's my prediction.
Not like he's going to play 30 minutes tonight in the
right,
Olympics.
Exactly.
And what are they going to play, two games a week? Yeah. I mean, come on.
What if they lost with Steph?
And they're stacked. Oh. They're not going to.
Yeah,
let them play in the Olympics. Let them get that out of the way. We will enjoy watching Steph in the summertime with the best players around the world. I'm cool with
Steph. So now we know all the big boys are playing. Since
well,
Steph,
you know what? That's what
Harden's
that's actually the part that maybe we've missed, but you just hit it is.
Here they come.
By Curry saying my plan is to play in 2020.
Here they come.
No, now you go up to LeBron. Curry's playing. What do you think? Are you going to play? LeBron will probably soft pedal it. We'll see. But Harden? I mean, if Steph Curry, you know, Curry's the leader of the Warriors, but, like, the league has a pecking order, too. And if Steph Curry's saying, I'm in for 2020, I think it is safe to say a lot of the big names will be in, too.
I honestly believe LeBron shouldn't go where he's at in his career. He's already done it. You don't need to do it. So I can see Steph being, quote-unquote, LeBron. And all the other guys come in. LeBron, you just rest, man.
LeBron loves his basketball card. You see him on vacation wearing his own jersey. Who wears their own jersey around? He wants to stack his resume. You know LeBron wants another one to say, oh, look, I got another gold medal. That's right up LeBron's alley.
But LeBron James.
Not to take the show off the track. That dude is such a narcissist. He tried to get Taco Tuesday copy.
LeBron James.
What's next, happy
trademark?
Hour? Yeah. What are you doing? Taco Tuesday's been around forever, bruh.
So you don't know. Maybe it is He's around in Cleveland.
Only narcissist would think that he had a chance to. Come on, Bonte.
That's a strong word for LeBron, I think.
The guy that's trying to get hair plugs? Come on, man. I'm just keeping it real. He would be here right now. He'd laugh.
I don't know about
LeBron
that.
LeBron loves him.
Would
LeBron.
You look LeBron James in the eye and call him a narcissist?
He wouldn't hit me.
No, but he'd stare daggers into you. That would make you feel worse than getting plunked.
If I had a cocktail, maybe.
Oh.
But not at the arena.
That's a good question. 831, Steiny, what about KD for the Olympics? That's a good question. That's a different story. He'll be coming off injury.
No, but he'll want to re-up with his boy Steph, vice versa.
So? I don't know about KD's in. I don't know about that.
You can't play with Steph.
Let's see how KD responds.
You hear what Steph said?
Yeah, please read it, Steiny.
That's not as volatile as you guys are making it out to be. Give it to me.
Well, ladies and gentlemen, I would just like to announce that for the first, Curry's been here, 11 years, something like that?
Yep.
He's finally turned into the modern-day athlete.
What?
He's finally turned into a selfish jerk. Listen to this quote.
All right.
About Kevin Durant and the motion offense. Now, this is Steph Curry being as nasty as he can be. At the end of the day, we had a lot of talent, and there was an expectation of us figuring out how to balance that, he told ESPN. And we talked a lot about it throughout the 3-year run. Wasn't always perfect, but I think in terms of, you know, the results and what we were able to do on the floor, that kind of speaks for itself. We all want to play ISO ball at the end of the day in some way, shape, or form, but I'd rather have some championships too.
Got him!
The nicest guy on planet Earth. I mean, seriously. I mean, this guy's unreal.
It's the same motion offense that helped beat Oklahoma City in 2016, rallying from a 3-1 deficit. And I love Curry sticking up for the teams. Like, look, motion offense, we all want to get ours.
Yeah.
But for the betterment of the team, it's about winning and winning titles. That was a good clapback. I bet you that's why Draymond Green immediately did. I wonder what Draymond's going to say about all that.
Well, that's the thing. He'll get asked.
We'll be there.
He might get asked before that. He may get asked before that. So, also 209 point now, Klay Thompson coming off an injury, so it's going to be interesting to see what he does or if he gets invited. So,
but Steve Kerr is part of the coaching staff. Will Kevin Durant want to be part of that team with Steve Kerr as an assistant coach? Because I don't care what anybody says.
Durant can't play.
Because KD obviously did not like Steve Kerr at the end of the day.
Yeah, I was thinking more that the first game Kevin Durant plays can't be on a team other than the Nets. You know what I mean?
Right.
I mean, he can't not play a game, but then play for the team you at.
I'm remembering.
Yeah. I mean, I don't think many players would do that.
That Indiana game on the road, they lost, they got killed, and KD goes, I thought we were supposed to. No, he said, I disagree with the assessment that Kerr had about they didn't show up or play hard. And then the one here, Bonte, when he goes, I thought we were supposed to play with joy. Ain't that what we
said? Right.
That's when you knew.
Oh, now we're playing with anger?
That's what I was like, trouble in paradise.
What'd he say? I thought we moved off joy.
Yeah.
Right.
Ain't that right?
Grow up.
Not going to lie. It's like Antonio Brown. I'm a little thankful we don't have to talk about number 35.
No, I'm going to miss him shooting in buckets.
I'm going to miss him playing basketball, but all the other stuff.
He was an angel.
Kevin Durant. You know who I am.
See, that's what I'm talking about.
I'm excited. I am very, very excited to see something new. With the Golden State Warriors, and
with the league, it's pretty much wide open now.
I would agree. It's going to be a lot of fun. Bonte, you were talking about this, the Olympics. You're right. Like I go back to the original Dream Team, and it was an exhibition for those guys. Nobody was playing 35 minutes and guarding guys one on one and picking them up full court. But at the same time, back then, we were so much better than everybody else. We could almost treat it like an exhibition and still win. There's no doubt it's closer now.
No doubt.
So I wonder if we have our best, like what level will they have to turn it up to? Are they going to have to play at a 10? Not sure about a 10.
And who wants to be a part of that? Which, like the part of, I don't want to be on that team that went Allen Iverson and lost, you know? So I'm wondering if some guys just like, you know what, I'm going to sit it out. Like LeBron, I'm going to sit it out. I don't even want to risk it.
Well, the other thing is, from what I understand, it's a boatload of fun. I mean, going to the Olympics is a boatload of fun if you're a guy like Curry or LeBron or Mullen or Bird or Barkley. Yeah. I mean, you play, you're right, Bonte, you play 2 days a week.
Yep.
Your practices are basically walkthroughs. And you have a lot of free time.
Beautiful women if you're single.
You know, I mean,
Tokyo, Japan, man. Tokyo's great, I hear.
But that was,
you hear Coles talk about it. Almost made me want, almost wanted to move there.
Beautiful women everywhere, girl.
Yeah, no doubt.
So, I mean, you don't necessarily have to go to the Olympics.
But a lot of these guys aren't in Japan, Tokyo, a lot. That's what I'm saying.
More and more people, though.
Yeah, but when you're there.
Feels like more people go to China.
And they're going to treat these guys like not superstars that they are, super duper duper stars.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. Well,
I'm kind of a big deal.
Now, you know what I'm saying.
Yeah, I know what you're saying.
Who else fills out the roster? Is it Anthony Davis? Is it Carl Anthony Towns?
You know what? There's a guy I'm liking less and less and less.
Harrison Barnes. Why? He's working on his handle. You didn't see the video?
Just because.
The way he acted last season.
What's he done?
Right.
You know, what's he done?
You walk into the last home game for the Pelicans wearing a That's All Folks shirt.
That turned me off.
Yeah.
That definitely turned me off.
Then he left the game at half where he got hurt with his agent, Paul. Hey, what about your boy? Real quick, I thought of you. I had a scotch, and I was thinking of you.
You drinking scotch these days?
Yeah.
No, you're not.
Yeah, Sunday after football game.
On ice?
It was birthday. On the rocks, yep.
Yeah, you have to. Yeah. That but first listen, sip is.
I thought of you, Popovich, saying we should be ashamed of ourselves for expecting these guys to go win a gold.
Oh, taking the pressure off himself?
Yeah, right.
Yeah, I agree.
Oh,
yeah.
Man, I thought I'm of you. Right. I forgot to say it Monday.
Don't blame us.
I heard that too.
Don't blame the media. Oh, all of a sudden, you want to be like, come on, man.
I went back to our conversation like, this dude's, man, he's a work of art.
Thank you.
And everybody thinks he's great, but then he just talks down on everybody, doesn't ask her questions.
These guys play their tails off.
I'm getting a little annoyed with Popovich. Getting a little
nobody calls him on it.
Me too.
Nobody calls him on
it. I'll tell you what, the 5-1-0 with maybe the text of the day, it's almost too bad he couldn't have parlayed in this into last call. Steph Curry is wearing out the asphalt on the high road. Dude never stoops to other people's levels. That's the kind of stuff I like.
That was a rider there.
5-1-0. 5-1-0 is
even when they come after his wife, he don't turn into the Wolverine. The paws don't come out. He just
makes fun of people.
I love my girl, and it's just like, man, this dude's perfect.
Hey, don't miss Last Call. Last Call, which is in 50 minutes. 50 minutes. Last Call every weekday at 1:45. That's when we turn the show over to you and get your take on the hottest topic of the day throughout September. Best call of Last Call wins a Google Home Mini on us. Take Bonte, Steiny, and Guru on the go. Just say, hey, Google, play 95.7 The Game on your Android or Google Home device. That's at 1:45. And the question today is, what's your favorite sports movie and why? Best answer, best call gets a Google Home Mini.
He Got Game is my second one.
Is that Jesus Shuttlesworth?
Yeah, the best, one of the best ever, man. That movie was awesome.
Oh, yeah, that was good. Yeah. Jesus Shuttlesworth, another good nickname.
Yeah, do you like it?
That one didn't really do it for me.
I don't know. I started calling him Jesus Shuttlesworth.
The movie.
Oh,
that was a great movie. I didn't like it that much.
His girl, what was her name?
Love and Basketball was better.
No, that one I didn't see.
You haven't seen that one?
No.
What?
Blue
Chips.
Tell you what movie I'm.
I love that.
Tell you what movie I'm just a sucker for. Just a sucker.
White Man Can't Jump.
Field of Dreams.
Ah.
Field of Dreams. You want to talk about a tearjerker?
Costner, right?
When Kinsella throws with his dad. God. Oh, my God.
Hey, I'm going to tick some people off
Niagara
here.
Niagara Falls. What you Stiney's doing, B? Den.
The most overrated sports movie. Hoosiers.
Oh, no.
I'm shocked.
But you're right. It wasn't as...
What was overrated about it?
Come on, man.
You know what are the reasons I thought the basketball footage, I don't like when the basketball footage in a movie, when you look at it and you're like, that's not the way it's played. You're right. Now, I love the picket fence they ran for Jimmy Chitwood that got him the game winner.
Jimmy Chitwood.
But, that was a good movie. Barbara Hershey, really good in that, too. Barbara Hershey.
Friday Night Lights, you got to really see. Texas football, high school.
Is that a movie?
It's turned into a series.
Yeah. Permian, it's a movie. Yeah, Permian High School.
Yeah, the movie.
Movie
is,
Miles.
Oh, man. It's real.
Yep. That's a series.
You talk about LeVar Balls. They got some bad LeVar Balls parents.
All right, we come back. Jalen Ramsey. Jalen Ramsey. He's going to play tomorrow for the Jacksonville Jaguars. And Matt Maiocco reporting 49ers probably not interested. You okay with that? Or would it be time for the 49ers to make a move right now? That'll be brought to you by Fremont Bank. Full service banking, no compromises.
Now back to Vontae, Steiny, and Guru on 95.7 The Game.
All right, last call is at 1:45. The question is, what's your favorite movie and why? Hold on, though. We still got a good half hour before we're going to start racking you. And you know what? We've been requested from the text line, and I agree with it. We should lay low on this until last call because we may be taking people's favorite movies there. So we'll get back to that in about 40 minutes. Going to get back into the 49ers. Let's go to Jimmy Joe. Jimmy Joe's in the SCO. What's up, Jimmy Joe in the SCO?
Hello?
Yeah, how you doing, Jimmy Joe?
Pretty good. If I'm the Niners, I'd probably lay off Jalen Ramsey, and that's for a few reasons. Now, if you asked me last season, I would say all the way, because last season I completely wrote off Jimmy Ward and Akella Witherspoon, but looks like they've made some strides. But it seems to me that more so than ever, like in the last 5 years, like we get these cornerbacks that come in the league, and they have a big breakout season, a couple good seasons, then they get paid, and then they kind of just fizzle off. And, you know, it's like, where's Josh Norman? What has he done lately? Marcus Peters, did he get L.A. a Super Bowl last season? I don't really think that Jalen Ramsey propels the Niners into the next step.
Yeah, and that's it.
The Niners' priority should be making sure that Jimmy G is on the field for all 16 games. I'll take
comments
off there.
Yeah, no, I think that's a fair point.
Damn good call.
If you get Jalen Ramsey, how many teams do you leapfrog? I think the answer is not quite sure, but maybe a couple.
How about if I said enough to get you in the postseason?
I think you can.
How about
leapfrog?
That?
Well, I mean, if that's what Kyle Shanahan and John Lynch think, then you got to do it.
A guy like Jalen Ramsey, I think he puts you on par with the Seahawks and the Rams. And the Saints Packers. Maybe not the Cowboys, but he
maybe
puts you there.
The Cowboys.
And I don't put Josh Norman in that category because he had one really good year with the Carolina Panthers and he cashed in. He's a zone defense type of corner. Jalen Ramsey's a guy you could put on an island and let him go one-on-one.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.